IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. And once again, we are here again. We have the opportunity to be at your service. I am Beta, and I am the host of today's episode of the program Viewpoint. And today with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome back to studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for...
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Given me the pleasure to be here with me. So, as you know, there are so many role models that we can take lessons from throughout the history. And one of these big personality is Sardar Soleimani or Hoj Qasim Soleimani, which we're going to talk about in this episode. And before going throughout his biography and martyrdom and so many other details, I'm going to actually narrate a beautiful statement from Hoj Qasim Soleimani, which is really touching, in my opinion. And actually, in his speech, he stated the uprising of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him and his family, and the reason for the martyrdom of this innocent Imam, which I'm going to narrate it. Who is this Hussein that the whole world is crazy about him? Sacrifice is important, but more important than the sacrifice is what a person is sacrificed for. And the greatness of what is sacrificed for is more important than the sacrifice itself. And what all of the infallibles and imams and Prophet Muhammad and all the people throughout the history was martyred for was nothing more important than Islam itself. So with this introduction, we're going to go through our topic. And Brother Ali, let's start with you. Can you give a kind of brief biography throughout the glorious life of Qasim Soleimani, please?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. As for General Qasim Soleimani to talk about his personality and different aspects and dimensions of his life and his personality, I think it requires lots of sessions to sit and talk and explain what happened that made Haj Qasim out of him. I mean, what made him Colonel or General Soleimani, that even after his martyrdom, it was stated by the leader of the Islamic Ummah that we should name the school of Haj Qasim, the school of thought of Haj Qasim. So what makes a person to be able to form or create a school of thought for himself? It requires lots of features and characteristics to refer to and to discuss and to dive into all these characteristics. When we are talking about school, a school of thought, we do not necessarily mean that he was, for example, a philosopher or a jurist, that the school that we are talking about actually refers to those scientific outcomes or scientific inferences of that person. Or in any field or branches of knowledge or science. But when a person is able to create something exceptional in this world, so it means that he must have a series of characteristics that made him such a person. Lots of characteristics can be mentioned and named to talk about here in this session, but we can refer to the spirituality of this person and his inclination towards spirituality and religious duties that he knew best. This is one factor. The next is his attitude towards his parents or respecting his parents, as we have Quranic evidences and Quranic recommendations that we are asked to respect our parents, and many other factors like what he did in the scene of politics, in the scene of his area of expertise, that is in army, in his behavior and treatment with people, the people in his vicinity, the people in his neighborhood, the people in his workplace. And all these factors should be read and studied well. So we need to discuss every of these and each of these characteristics in depth to see what makes a person to create a school of thought under the title of a school of Hajj Qasim Soleimani. Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So, Sheikh Rouhani, there is this beautiful name about Hajj Qasim, which we call him Sardari Dilha, or the leader of hearts. So, what does that mean, or where does it come from? What kind of features of this big personality came to this name?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to General Soleimani's features and characteristics, we can mention that Soleimani's military, institutional and managerial innovations have been an effective factor in creating unity in the Middle East, and also the establishment of dignity and position for the Shia authority as the guardian of Islamic religion, and also politics in Iraq and Lebanon was also identified as his most fundamental and institutional military innovation. So that's why serving or, let's say, protecting the Arab nations like Lebanon, like Syrian, like Iraqis against the, let's say, threats of terrorism like ISIS and Daesh, which was really a big threat against the Muslim nations, not only Iran, but also the Arab nations, Muslim nations. So to protecting these different nations against the great threat of ISIS and Daesh, who were decisive really to destroy each and everything and to murder and massacre the innocent civilians, particularly in Syria and Iraq, as we witnessed.
Yeah.
So the one who actually try, though, for example, Soleimani was an Iranian general, but he protected Lebanese, Syrians, Iraqis against Daesh, against ISIS, against terrorists. So that's why I think this kind of, let's say, generals in this nowadays world, in this modern world, they are of high, let's say, highest status and position in the hearts of the people who were protected by them against ISIS, particularly the innocent, let's say, children, innocent civilians, innocent men and women in Iraq. They were about to be massacred, to be, let's say, murdered by these groups, as we witnessed. So then, of course, to fighting against this kind of group is a kind of service to the whole world.
Yeah.
Because you save the whole humanity against this kind of terrorists and this kind of, let's say, extremist kind of groups who violate all the borders, all the red lines of the morality, of the religions, of the humanity. As we witnessed in Iraq and in Syria, they murdered numberless child or children, you know, even the babies, even the mothers and fathers, not only killing them, sometimes raping them, sometimes taking them as the servants, slavery, they revived the slavery in the modern world.
Yeah.
You know, so fighting against this kind of group is really honorable for anyone who can take part and who can protect the innocent civilians of the modern world, not only for Muslims, not only for Arabs, I think, but also for the whole world. They taught great lessons to the whole to the humanity that, of course, against these kind of terrorist groups, we have to stand, we have to defend the innocent civilians against these kind of groups. That was really interesting and important to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, thank you, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali, for just taking into consideration some of the characteristics of this great personality. And don't forget, dear listeners, that all these that we are talking and discussing here are triggers for you to go and learn more and seek more knowledge about all these persons and role models. And another thing, as you remember, I actually mentioned a statement about martyrdom from Sardar Soleimani at the beginning of our episode. And Brother Ali, could you please talk more about his martyrdom and the intention and the goal of this martyrdom from his viewpoint?
Yeah, we said that he was actually fond of being martyred under on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yeah.
And he reached this goal. But we might say that, what is it that we are fond of, for example, the death and the life after this world? So a person should be mad that he loves something that all the people hate, all the other people hate it, but he likes it. So what is behind it? Look, for a believer, for a true believer, he does not think the martyrdom or death to be punishment, rather than he is awaiting for such a time to come, because the final destination of a believer is to find and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he thinks that by martyrdom it will be facilitated and he will reach his wish and ambitions very soon, so why should he hesitate to reach to such a status? So martyrdom in the eyes of some is something very dreadful, very scary, very difficult to expose with. But for a believer who is fond of his creator, for the one that he is working for, so it is very sweet. So out of those spiritualities that he gained in his prayers and in his nawafil, recommended prayers during his days and nights, so such a person can be created that he is fond of the one he was whispering all nights with. So he is fond of he's fond of reaching to that beloved one, to the one that he was devoting the whole life of his for.
Yeah.
So martyrdom in his eyes was very beautiful, and he had the experience of his friends who got martyred, and he saw them in different fronts, the 8-year imposed war by Iraq, and later on in the defendants of the holy shrines.
Exactly.
He felt that he will be more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the reason that he was fond of it. So in the eyes of a believer, martyrdom is passing a bridge. This is that easy for him. And this bridge actually facilitates meeting and liqa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every true believer is fond of such a status.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Ali, and thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for being with me in this episode to wrap all the things up. For sure, there is a lot to say about the personality of this great leadership of our time. And, I think 24 minutes is not enough to talk in detail about every feature of this great personality. But don't forget that everything we say here and everything is discussed here is only a trigger for you to go search for and learn more in order to get closer to the personality of these role models in both personal and social aspects of their lives. And we mentioned so many actually characteristics of this big personality, and I wish it was useful for you and you enjoyed this episode of Viewpoint. And thank you for listening to us, and it was all the time we have for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept that. Ummati, ummati, ya أمتي يقول هاشة عاتا أنا لها أنا